Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast, week 2 of 8. And what a first week it was. It's been fantastic to see all your smiley faces. It's been the calmest start to term, and I thank everybody for helping towards that. Parents, children, staff, it was brilliant, and culminated Saturday with our summer fate. Thank you to everybody who turned up. Thank you to everybody who helped. Thank you to our amazing PTA who gave up their whole Saturday to get it set up and running. And it was brilliant. We raised a load of cash. So thank you if you came and spent. It was brilliant. It was really, really good. And we're going to look to be doing it this time. That's this sort of time next year as well. So look out for that, and I've got some more dates for you for the PTA. And our next big event is our fireworks night, so put this in as a date for your diary. Friday the 25th of October, it'll be in the evening, about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that. I'll have the finer details in a couple of weeks, but our fireworks night is Friday the 25th of October. And if you came last year, it was incredible. Honestly, it was better than the Disney fireworks. Disney has got nothing on us here at Shears Green Junior School. So really looking forward to that one coming up. And once again, thank you to the PTFA. We have set up an Asda cash pot. All right. So if you shop at Asda, when you do your weekly shop, you can donate to us. All you need to do is have the Asda Rewards app. You need to opt in to Cash Pot for Schools, and then you scan the barcode code like usual, and they will donate to the primary school, Shears Green Junior School, of your choice. It's great. We've got over £100 in there already. So thank you to everybody who signed up already. So if you are using Asda for your weekly shop, I know loads of you do. I've not got a local Asda, so I have to go to Aldi, and they don't have that function. But if you shop at Asda, Asda Cash Pot for Schools, simply opt in for our school on your reward app, and we benefit here, and the children benefit, because we can use that to put towards one of our exciting projects. Speaking of exciting projects, I said last week, if you work for a big company, and loads of these big companies have pots of cash that they have to give to charitable organisations, local organisations, community organisations, can you please let me know? We really, really want to get all of our classrooms refurbed as quickly as possible. As I said last week, we've spent a load of money on the flooring, which looks incredible. We've done two classrooms. We've renovated two classrooms by making sure they're fully painted. We've got new blinds to go up. We've got new furniture, new tables, new chairs. So the children have the very, very best learning environments. But every child deserves that, don't they? But it costs lots of money. And we've pretty much used our budget for that now. So if you can get those donations from your big companies, please can you let me know, because it would be brilliant to get the my goal would be to have the whole school, at least years 3 to 5, done by July. That's what I'd love to do, but it's going to take a big wad of cash. So yeah, would appreciate any support you can give me on that. Club start today. I apologise. It's no easy way of doing these clubs. And we obviously released it last Monday, 8 p.m. And they fill up very, very quickly. But they start today, apart from Darts Club, which starts next week on the 16th of September. So next Monday is the first Darts Club. But all other clubs start today. We've got lots happening at lunchtime, some happening after school as well. But it's lovely to offer a wide range of different activities. And I just want to say a massive thank you to the staff who put these things on above and beyond all the time, our staff here at Shears Green. And I couldn't be more thankful for the opportunities we're giving our children. If you need to speak to the class teacher, the first thing you should be able to do is just email the class email address. So, for instance, if your child is in 5AD. It's 5AD at shearsgreen-jun.kent.seh.uk. If you're in 6RF, it's 6RF at shearsgreen. Staff will check those emails during their working day, so please don't expect to reply at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, but they will reply within their working day and sort out any issues you may have. That's the first place to go. Secondly, you can come speak to this class teacher after school and just grab them. But if you want a bit of a longer conversation, give them a quick email or email the office and we'll get a meeting set up. Don't forget, all payments can go via the Arbor app. Welcome to our new Year 3 parents. Hopefully you've got the Arbor app, because I know they were using it down the infants. You just need to make sure you add us on as a school and you'll be able to make bookings and payments via Arbor. So in Year 2 and Year 1 and Year R at the infants, you've got universal free school meals. You don't get that when you come to the juniors. You need to make sure that you have applied for them. So if you feel you are eligible for free school meals, and I'd say it's worth everybody trying this, I've attached a link with the WhatsApp and the email. Click on it, you can apply and see if you're eligible for free school meals. And if you need any help with that, Mr. Collier and Miss Close are always at hand. Just email the office and say, please help, and they will be there to support you. Back in the day when I was a child, well done, if you went to the summer fair on Saturday, we had some baby pictures, and apparently, I really looked like myself as a baby. I might send that out on the WhatsApp, actually, what I looked like as a baby. I was bald then, I'm bald now. And parents used to get together on the playground, didn't they, after school? And they'd have their little moans and their chats. But these days we've got WhatsApp and different sort of groups and to have conversations with, which is great, you know, with 2024 now. However, could I please urge some caution from you all? Please don't post about children or others' children in WhatsApp groups. Come speak to us as a school. I just don't think any of us would want our own child spoken about on a WhatsApp group, for good or bad, really. I think, you know, they are children at the end of the day. And, you know, sometimes children make mistakes, adults make mistakes, but I would not want my child being spoken about or being spoken about negatively, especially on a WhatsApp group. So please just, I urge you to use caution, and if in doubt, just come speak to us as a school. So we've got open classrooms next Friday, unless you're in 5NB, but everybody else, we've got them next Friday, 2:30. They're going to be a bit different. So it's not an opportunity to look in the books. It's going to be an opportunity to actually come into the classroom. The teachers are just going to sort of talk through expectations for the year, things that are coming up, what we expect for homework, when your forest school is, what trips we're going to be doing, etc., etc., etc. And it'll give you an opportunity to meet the teacher, if you haven't done so already, ask them any questions, and then you can nip off early for a little earlier finish. If you've got children in two classes, no worries. Go to one, nip to the other to see if there's anything else you'd miss. And then obviously you can go. If you're in 5NB, Mrs. Bagley's class, you have got that this Friday afternoon at 2:30. Just come to the main office and we will somebody will take you up to 5NB for that. Open classrooms, come and meet the teacher and find out about what is in store for your child in this school year. Well, I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. I hope the sun comes out, because it's been a bit grim, hasn't it? Last Sunday was like, it really felt like the last day of summer, didn't it? We come back to sort of our first working week in September, and it's been as grim as you like. So we're hoping for some nicer weather as we get ourselves through September. Enjoy your week. I'll see you around on the gates, and we'll see you soon. Take care.